Hello and welcome to the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference, Sports Analytics Podcast. I'm Scott Tappa, Director of the Conference, and I'd like to invite you to attend our event June 21st at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. We have a fantastic speaker lineup taking shape. Please visit www.uwsp.edu/analyticsconference to learn more. Today I'm speaking with one of our presenters, Daniel Cunningham. Daniel is a graduate student at the University of Chicago pursuing a master's degree in statistics, and at the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference, Daniel will deliver a talk titled Predicting Future Hitting Performance from StatCast Batted Ball Data. Daniel, welcome.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for joining me. So let's just get started with the same thing I start everyone off with. Tell me a little bit about your background. You're a graduate student studying statistics. But looks like your undergrad at UConn, you studied material science and engineering. Just what led you to these different fields, and where are you hoping to take it?
Yeah, that's true. I studied material science and engineering at UConn. I did that. I was interested in math. I was interested in science, engineering coming out of high school. So it seemed like an interesting field there. That said, while I was there, I was kind of interested in statistics. Computer science, that sort of thing. I did a lot of undergraduate research in sort of computational material science. So I worked with a group that did a lot of sort of machine learning stuff and data-driven research, basically trying to develop new materials using like a computational approach, machine learning approach. So after graduating, I worked for a few years at a software company. And I was always kind of interested in statistics. I just never had any formal background or anything, but I did a lot of reading of sort of blog posts, and I came around to the idea of, you know, I'd like to get more into it. I'd like to actually learn kind of how people do real work and real research in statistics, machine learning. So I decided to come back for a degree. So okay. That's where I am now, doing a master's.
So how deeply have you gotten into sports analytics? You know, you're talking about baseball at our conference. Have you done any other sports analytics or sports statistics related research?
I've never done a lot of major research. You know, I've done things here and there. I read a bunch of blog posts. I've read Moneyball a long time ago. That's when I first got into it. But the topic I'll be speaking about at the conference, this is my first major project in sports analytics. I've done little things here and there, just kind of as a hobby, recreating studies I read about online or just researching simple questions, but this is the first major one.
Okay. So let's get into your topic a little bit more. We're talking about StatCast batted ball data. Why don't you just start off by giving us an overview for those of you who are unfamiliar with it, what StatCast is, and just what it's like to work with that data, how easy it is to obtain it and then manipulate it and study it.
Sure. So StatCast, for anyone who doesn't know, it's a system used by Major League Baseball. Starting in 2015 is when they released the data to the public. And so at every Major League Baseball stadium now, they have system of cameras and radar equipment that takes a ton of different measurements throughout the game, so that it records pitch speed, pitch location for every pitch, and then for every batted ball, it records how fast was the ball hit off the bat, what was the angle that it was launched at, what was the direction it was hit on the field, as well as a whole ton of other stuff. So all of that data is available for download. It's a little difficult to work with. There's a lot of it, obviously. So there's a whole lot of pitches, a whole lot of batted balls in every game. So it's been one of the first challenges was kind of wrangling all that data together and figuring out what exactly to do with it. I think that was probably the single biggest challenge, is when I decided I was interested in working with StatCast data. There's just so much of it. That it almost becomes more difficult to formulate, you know, a real question you want to look into with that much data available.
So it's publicly available. You know, what's your take on that? I mean, good move by Major League Baseball to do that. I mean, I could see maybe at some point as baseball was developing the systems to generate this data, whether a debate internally maybe about whether or not that was a good idea. What's your take on that, on whether or not organizations, and we're talking about sports here, generally speaking, should make these data about their product, if we're talking about baseball, available to the public for people to work on it. I mean, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I'm definitely in favor of it. I think it's a really awesome thing that they did. I think there's so much baseball research out there that people do just unaffiliated with major league teams or anything, just kind of as a hobby. And I think that's one thing that makes baseball, sports analytics in general, but especially baseball, one thing that makes it unique from other industries is there's a ton of collaboration, a ton of public collaboration. Obviously, you know, major league teams are going to do their own thing, and they obviously have a reason to kind of keep things private, but there's just so much public research out there, and it's a hugely collaborative field. So I think it's really awesome that Major League Baseball put it out there.
Yeah, it seems to be a very forward-thinking, progressive way of treating that maybe not everybody does. So let's talk about a statistic from your study then, and I want you to tell me more about it. WOBA, so that's lowercase W, capital OBA. Tell me about what that is and what it measures and how it relates to more traditional baseball statistics. And again, baseball statistically is probably the richest sport historically of any of the major sports. Tell us about WOBA and how it relates to runs batted in, batting average, traditional on base percentage, things like that.
Sure. So it stands for weighted on base average, or WOBA. It is similar to or related to sort of on base percentage and slugging percentage. It's just better than those for a couple of reasons. So it's similar to slugging percentage in the sense that it takes every outcome a batter can have and weights them. With slugging percentage, all you're doing is you're taking singles, doubles, triples, and home runs, and you're weighting them such that a single is worth one, double is worth two, triple is worth three, home run is worth four, and then you're dividing by your plate appearances. So that's a useful statistic because it quantifies basically can a guy hit for power. It gives him extra points for getting doubles, triples, home runs, because those are obviously more valuable in a baseball game. On base percentage is another nice statistic because it incorporates walks. It tells you how good is a guy getting on base. Slugging percentage completely ignores those. So there are two stats there, on base percentage and slugging percentage. They're both pretty good. They're both pretty predictive of who's going to win a baseball game, who's going to be a good baseball team, but they're both sort of deficient in one area. On base percentage doesn't say anything about how well you hit for power. Slugging percentage doesn't totally tell you how good a guy is at getting on base. So WOBA sort of combines the two. It includes all types of hits. It includes walks. It includes hit by pitches. And it also does sort of the same weighting as slugging percentage. What differentiates it a little bit more is those weights that are applied are not quite so simple. So it's not just the 1, 2, 3, and 4 from slugging percentage. It actually assigns weights that are approximately in line with the actual value of each event. So of each double, of each single, of each triple home run. The way that those weights are actually calculated is a little bit tricky, and it varies year to year. We basically look at, so over the course of, let's say, the 2017 baseball season, look at every single game, every single inning, every single sort of batting situation. And we can see like all the runners on base, where they were, and basically boil it down to a number of each type of event. What is it worth relative to a run or relative to an out? And when I say what is it worth, I mean how many runs is a single worth, how many runs is a double worth, and those are the numbers that we then multiply a player's statistics by, and we calculate as WOBA using those weights we calculate.
Okay. Good explanation. So how widely used is WOBA right now? I mean, is it mainly an internal metric that teams use? Is it used just by, you know, very advanced practitioners such as yourself? If that is the case and it's not publicly widely used right now, do you see it being used more widely among baseball fans, you know, maybe put up on a scoreboard or on an ESPN telecast or something like that in the future?
Yeah, I'd say it's a little bit beyond entry level, but not all that much. If you do any sort of reading about sabermetrics research, baseball research, you're likely to come across it, at least in passing. And if you do anything beyond basic stuff, you're definitely going to see it. And anybody who does sabermetrics research will know about WOBA. It's been around for a pretty long time now, and it's a relatively simple metric compared to some of the ones that were developed later. And it does a very good job of quantifying player value. So I could definitely see it if it hasn't already shown up in, you know, ESPN stuff. I know they're kind of getting into some of the more advanced metrics. I would not be at all surprised if it did start showing up.
Yeah.
It's related to, and it's used to calculate other statistics like wins above replacement. WOBA, or a very, very similar metric, is used to calculate the offensive part of wins above replacement.
So let's say you go to a game, I don't know where you are in Chicago, Cubs game, White Sox game, whatever, and you see the scoreboards continuing to use traditional stats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it frustrating at all to you that you know that there's something better out there that would more accurately reflect this player's effectiveness than what they're showing, and it's not being used? Or is that just part of the charm and baseball's tradition? What do you feel about that?
Yeah, you know, I'm a little bit torn. I actually think that's part of the charm. I like, you know, everyone now knows that batting average is not a great statistic. You know, it's not all that predictive of future success. It's not, it doesn't contribute as much to a winning team as, say, on base percentage or even better yet, WOBA. But at the same time, it describes something that you can look at that number and you know what it means, right? You know, it means a guy gets a hit 30% of the time if he's a 300 hitter. So I think there's definitely still a place for those statistics. And then at the same time, I don't want to see you guys, you know, weighted runs created plus on the scoreboard, because I can look at that number and sure, I know what a good number is. Mm-hmm. But if it's some complicated calculation behind it, it just doesn't really tell me anything as a fan. So I still really like the old traditional statistics. I understand why, you know, you don't want to do serious research on them. And it is great that we're getting to the point where we have a lot of advanced stuff. We're making a ton of progress and really figuring out what makes a good baseball team. But I think when I go to a ballpark, I still want to see those traditional stats.
Yeah. And again, stats in baseball are, you know, that baseball is probably the sport with the richest use of it in historical context of any sport. And I was going to ask, I mean, has anyone done WOBA from previous eras, or is this just available with modern, with statistics and metrics collected in the modern game? I mean, can you tell us what Babe Ruth's WOBA was, or Honus Wagner's WOBA, and compare that to contemporaries?
Yes, you definitely can. You can actually go to, I think Fangraphs has basically like those weights that I was talking about. You can find those weights for any year going back probably to the beginning of baseball. And that's been made possible by, like, again, a whole ton of public work. There's tons of baseball data out there. Like RetroSheet has game by game data, at bat by at bat data. And that's basically how people were able to go back, use those, the history of all those games to piece things together year by year. So you can look up WOBA for any player at any given year.
Okay. So without going too deep into it, because I want to say the good stuff for when you're here, June 21st, but give us an overview of your presentation and your research, predicting future hitting performance from StatCast batted ball data.
Sure. So as we talked about with the StatCast data, I will be using the batted ball portion of that. So for every single batted ball since the start of the 2015 season, we have a few data points. We have the exit velocity, which is how fast was the ball moving when it came off the bat. We have the launch angle, pretty self-explanatory, how, you know, above a flat plane, how high was the ball launch. And then the spray angle is what I'm calling where, what direction was it hit on the field? Was it left field, center field, right field, et cetera. So taking those three data points, and then we also have the outcome of the play. We have, was it a single? Was it an out? Was it a double, et cetera. So taking those three measurements in the outcome, we can fit basically any type of linear model or any type of statistical model, or use any type of machine learning algorithm that we want to try to predict, given those three outcomes, what is the three measurements, what is the outcome going to be? So that's, in a nutshell, what my project is doing. When we predict the outcome, then we can also have sort of a confidence. So I can say, for these three measurements of velocity and angles, this looks like it's going to be a single 40% of the time, double 15% of the time, triple 2% of the time, out 40% of the, whatever it comes out to be. So we do that for every single batted ball. We can also convert those measurements into linear weights, which is kind of a building block of WOBA. So a linear weight would be the equivalent of like hits, basically. If you're doing batting average, you take hits over at bats. If you're doing WOBA, you do linear weights over at bats. So it's going to be just one number, basically. So for three measurements of a batted ball, we turn that into one kind of predicted or expected linear weight value. Then we can take basically every single player's batted balls for an entire season. We can sum up those predicted linear weights, divide by total at bats, calculate his predicted WOBA, and we can compare that to his actual WOBA for that season based on what really happened. So I've done that for a few models. We can look at the predicted WOBA values versus the actual WOBA values, and they agree pretty well. There's obviously going to be a little bit of discontinuity there, which is a good thing, because, you know, sometimes guys are going to get lucky. Hits are going to drop in, or, you know, fly balls are going to squeak over the wall for a couple extra home runs. Sometimes guys are going to get unlucky, and they're just going to crush a line drive to the left fielder instead of into the gap. So in order to test how good my predictions are, I'm actually taking – so I'll take, say, the 2016 season. I'll calculate every player's predicted WOBA for the 2016 season and then look at their WOBA for the observed WOBA, the true WOBA for the 2017 season. And the goal is to predict players' future performance. That's what we're usually interested with predictive stats in baseball. You know, every team would like to say, for the upcoming season, who are the best players going to be? How can we find better value? So I'm proposing that my approach and the models that I've built do a better job of predicting who's going to be a better player. And specifically, I'm saying my models can do a better job of predicting future WOBA than last year's WOBA. So year to year, the best players typically remain the best players. So if a guy has a great WOBA in 2016, he's going to have a great WOBA in 2017. That's obviously not always the case. So the correlation isn't super high. But if we take my predicted WOBA instead, say if a guy has a high predicted WOBA in 2016, he'll probably have a high true WOBA in 2017. And it turns out that correlation is actually higher than the true WOBA in 2016 to the true WOBA in 2017.
That's great. Great. Thanks for the overview. Looking forward to learning more about that at our conference. You know, looking to the future, do you hope to just continue refining and working on this model that you've created? Or do you have some other different questions in mind that you'd like to pursue?
Yeah, so I'm definitely still in the process of refining it right now. And it's actually grown a little bit even since I submitted the abstract for the conference. where I'm kind of growing it into more. At first I was just doing WOBA as I was talking about, but I'm growing it more into sort of like a complete player projection system. So in addition to just, you know, calculating that one number, that one linear weight value or that one WOBA value, we can also basically make the predictions of like how many singles, how many doubles, how many home runs is a player going to hit in a year. So I'm going to try to turn that into a complete system, basically plug in a player's, your take on players' batted ball stats in the past year, maybe 2 years, 3 years, and then predict for the following season, how many home runs will he hit? How many singles will he hit? What will his batting average be? Do all those basic calculations for those traditional stats, and create a full projection for that player.
Cool. So what advice would you have for somebody who is maybe where you were a couple of years ago? You know, somebody interested in statistics in a particular sport, has a question in mind, what would you advise them on how to get started and proceed?
Yeah, I think it depends a little bit on kind of what your interests are. You know, for a long time, I was interested. I loved reading about this stuff, and I loved doing basic things. It's basically anything that I could deal with. It's something like Microsoft Excel and like move some data around and do some simple analysis. So if that's really all you're interested in, then I would say just, you know, do a lot of reading. You can find data sources online and just kind of dive into it. I think a good way to get started is just recreating things you read about. So I used to read a bunch of stuff on blog posts or even like fantasy sports stuff. I'd read some analysis and then I'd see if I could just find that data, pull it into either Excel or whatever else, and then see if I could recreate the study, recreate the results. Eventually I got to the point where I was interested in doing more beyond that. So for me, that meant going and doing a master's program, and learning some real statistics, learning how to use some different programming languages. So I use R for most of my analysis. And for anyone interested in doing anything beyond the basic, like sports research or sabermetrics research, whatever, I think R is a great tool. There are also a ton of R packages out there specifically for baseball stuff. So that's made my project a ton easier, because people have written R packages to pull StatCast data. They've written R packages to pull RetroSheet data, which is another great data source. The Lahman baseball database, there's an R package for that. It's another great baseball data source. So I would say learning R is a great step. Learning SQL is another great step. Some of these tools are becoming standard now in baseball research. And if you ever wanted to go work in baseball research or work for a baseball team, they're almost always asking you now if you know those tools. So I think that would be a very important step.
That's great advice. You referenced reading a couple times there. Mm-hmm. I like to ask people for reading suggestions, whether it be a book, a website, a blog, or conversely, listening suggestions, podcasts, and shows on YouTube, anything like that. What are some suggestions you have?
Sure. In terms of blogs, a few of them that I really like are Fangraphs and Baseball Prospectus. And then there are a whole bunch of other ones. And if I had one recommendation for a book for anyone interested in baseball statistics or baseball research, I would go with The Book by Tom Tango. I think that's it's the best one that I've read. It's been around for a while now. But that's actually, so if you're interested in WOBA at all, that's basically the origin of WOBA. It's a statistic that Tom Tango came up with. And he's also got a great blog where he posts some really interesting stuff.
Very good. Very good. Daniel, where can people connect with you online, social media, if they want to learn more about your project?
I don't have a great online presence right now.
Give me an email address then.
Sure. Yeah. So email is djcunningham0@gmail.com. And then I'm also going to be, once everything's kind of wrapped up, I'll be putting my project on GitHub. I'll be putting some of the results up there and probably a quick summary of it and some of the code up there that I'm using. So that's also going to be djcunningham0. That's how you could find that.
Very good. Again, my guest today has been Daniel Cunningham of the University of Chicago, and at the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference, Daniel will deliver a talk titled Predicting Future Hitting Performance from StatCast Batted Ball Data. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today, Daniel.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
And thank you all for listening. At the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference will be Thursday, June 21st at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Visit www.uwsp.edu/analyticsconference for details. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at @analyticsconf. Thanks for listening.